All right, let's do it. Monday morning, April 12th on the John DeBella Show. It is the Daily Podcast, all the best stuff we gabbed about this morning, of course. You know we were starting off with a recap of the Masters, and more importantly, my many bets from the Masters. Find out how I fared. A faux football player was discovered in the college ranks, and we talked New York finally legalizing. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd, as we do every Monday morning, and Who's Crying Now was featured in Song Stories today. John had a very historic moment over the weekend. He went out for the first time in quite some time, and we played Simple Secrets once again. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
There is no way on God's green earth that you bet on Hideki Matsuyama.
The winner of the Masters, you mean?
Yeah, the winner of the Masters. It's about damn time that a Japanese guy won the Masters.
I had no idea until this tournament that they'd never done that before. Pretty cool, too, because an Asian woman just won the amateur there. And they're hosting the Olympics. Big deal for them.
All right.
I circled his name on the inner office pool. That's all I did. That's the only time I touched him. Really? Took him over Terrell Hatton.
I did not see the final. So when I was driving in this morning and I heard it, and I just went, who?
Who? Yeah. He was 66-1 odds to win.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
Big payday for anybody who did take him.
That's great. Yep. That's great. Did you make any money this weekend?
Yeah, like $125. I just did the calculations. Yeah, solid week.
Okay. All right. It's slowly but surely. You know, eventually we're going to find him out on the street somewhere.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds impressive. Yeah, $125. But if you saw the R&D I put into
that's
it,
what I wanted
it's probably
to know,
about $5 an hour. $5 an hour. I'm working minimum wage over here in my golf bets. Yeah. Less than minimum.
You know, and you would think that though, when he makes these big wins, you know, no sizzlies.
Nope.
There's no
well, I wasn't sure if I was up until I just crunched the numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I was coming in here like, I think I'm up. I hope I'm up.
All right, well then sizzlies tomorrow.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
USC is a hard school to get into. Unless you're Lori Loughlin or a homeless guy.
Sure, okay.
All right, and you didn't hear me say a homeless guy, did you?
No.
Yeah, check this out. A couple of weeks ago, a homeless man was arrested after posing as a USC football player.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. How big is this homeless guy?
Right? I don't know, it says, but he managed to fool everyone for several days, and he wasn't hiding in the background. Okay. He ate meals with the team. He shared a jacuzzi with some of the players.
What?
He threw on a helmet, jersey, and cleats in the locker room, right? And he fielded punts, a little questionably, during practice. The school says that access to the team's practice facility is very restricted, but apparently this guy didn't have a problem slipping in.
It had to be some sort of joke with the players on the team.
No.
They had to help him.
A
somehow.
Security source says the man slept for some time at a suite in the Coliseum, which is wild because the stadium is a separate building than the practice facility.
Sure.
Right? And he was doing drills with the team. And what happened was eventually he got caught because he was supposed to be fielding punts. And he really sucked at fielding punts. And they went, who is this guy? Oh, he's just a homeless guy from out on the street. Don't be surprised if he's there this fall.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
So New York now has legalized marijuana.
Right.
All right. And, you know, look, I don't know what's taking us so long. We're going to be surrounded by states who are going to have, you know, marijuana, you know, legal.
Sure.
Right. You know, I don't want to have to drive to Jersey or to Delaware. Right. Or to Ohio or to New York. Right. Hey, Governor Rolf, put it in the state stores if that makes you happy. You're not going to make you happy. Fine. Put it that way. All right. Although some people in New York are a little upset with it. Right. A bunch of Karens started calling their 311 number. 311 is a number they have in New York assigned to non-emergency municipal services.
Right.
And people are calling them because they're seeing people smoking pot.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
It's New York City, guys.
So someone you know, shelled out money, $150 for a cameo shout-out from Nix Hexum, right, the guy from the band 311.
Oh, 311.
311, yeah. Right. You know, so anyway, he along with doing, like, the hook from Freak Out, right, he told the busybodies, hey, live and let live. You know, come on, let it be. You know, I think there's a better song for this, though.
Start rolling a few. I'm smoking today. I wanna get really high in New York, New York. If I can buy it there, I'll smoke it anywhere. Roll up a doob, New York, New York, New York.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Everything.
102.9 MGK.
You know what they do at Staples
what?
Right now? I was doing the story, and after I got my second vaccine, and they give you your card.
Sure.
If you bring your card, your I've been vaccinated card to Staples, they laminate it for you free of charge.
Ooh,
yes. Okay. Want to see mine?
Not really.
Okay.
It's a great place to make fakes, too.
I'm glad you took that the way the joke was intended. Okay, fine. All right. It is a Monday morning. That means we got to hit this button and tell you some stuff.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, tell us some stuff.
Okay. If all 7 billion people on the planet played in a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you'd only need to win 33 games to become the champion.
All right. And whoa. And more than likely, Dave would come up with the odds for that and win $50. Steve?
It takes 872 gallons of water to produce 1 gallon of wine.
Wow.
Is that the same for white, or do you believe they use more water for white?
I don't know. I don't know anything about white other than it cleans up red.
Dave?
The definition of the Inuit word APAC is a friend who has had sex with your wife.
Oh. Really?
Apparently.
No. Okay. And lastly this morning, when the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they originally planned on calling the album Everest, but he didn't want to fly over Mount Everest to take a picture, so they decided to walk outside and just take a photo on Abbey Road. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So there's this story that Jonathan Cain tells about Who's Crying Now, which really, because of part of the story, should have been the Rain song. Because, well, I'll let Jonathan explain it.
Who's Crying Now is a melody that Steve Perry had in his head. He came over to where I was living in the city, and it was pouring rain outside, and it was just one of those things that flowed out, and I said, what about Who's Crying Now? And he sang it, and we wrote it, and 3 hours later, it was done. Sort of an explosion.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I got to tell you about my Saturday night.
All right.
Because I did something Saturday that I have not done since. I thought the last time I did this was November, but it ends up it was August, the last time I did this. Okay. I went out on a Saturday night.
Oh, did you go?
Into Center City.
All right. All right. Cool.
I went to see Josh Wolf
nice.
At the Punchline, which they've set it up so well. Everybody in the Punchline, nobody's wearing masks.
Okay.
All right. Because they've got the tables like 8 feet apart. All right. So although the club seems crowded, it really is only about a third of the crowd that would normally fit in there. Right. And Josh did a great show. And so did Kenny. I think Rodriguez was his last name, who was the middle. Right. I'm driving into town. And first off, I didn't know about the construction on the Schuylkill. Right? First time I bumped into that.
All right, I didn't know that.
All right. I get into town and it's like, and it starts to dawn on me. It's like, I haven't been here in nearly a year.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I mean, I remember we were in town for the turkey drop. Mm-hmm. And then I was in town in August to see Rachel Feinstein at Punchline.
Okay.
And that was outdoors.
Right.
Right. You know, but so all the time I'm there, everybody know, I like, it took me a while to take my mask off. It really took me a while. It was like so weird. I felt like I was like, and then like, you know, somebody came up and shook my hand. And I'm like, okay, I gotta find
it's almost
something.
Normal.
Yeah, I know. Right. But it is, I'm telling you, the first time you go through this, it's uncomfortable. When you throw yourself into that situation where you've been isolated for so long, and all of a sudden you're in this situation, it's like you feel like you're breaking the law. You feel like you're doing something completely
wrong.
It's
funny. This week I saw so many posts saying, I'm sitting at a bar. Uh-huh. Like, I'm in a bar at a bar.
Right.
This is crazy
awesome. All right, so... It's an experience.
Now you're sleeping in the shed for the next week and a half, right?
That's true. Right. Lisa didn't let me back in the house. I had to take off all my clothes before I came back inside.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
We are going to play Simple Secrets. We've got somebody on the line. If you've never encountered this before, we ask them some either-or questions and then one direct question. And it is your job to figure out how this person answers that direct question. It's a yes or no answer. So if you want, you can participate in this by texting yes or no once you hear our player. And we will pick one person out of that. And they will also get a copy of Peter Frampton's memoir, Do You Feel Like I Do? We've got Paul on the line this morning. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am damn fine. Where are you from, Paul?
I'm from Mayfair.
From Mayfair. All right. And, Paul, you married?
I'm married.
All right. How many kids you got?
Three.
All right. Are they married?
Two out of three, yes.
Oh, wow. Only one to go, dude.
Still got one at home.
All right. Boys and girls, what do you got?
I got two girls and one boy.
Oh, so you've paid for two weddings so far.
Yeah. No, only one. The other girl's at home still.
Oh, okay, all right.
I get to save for that one still.
Now, do you understand how Simple Secrets works?
Yes, I do.
All right, for those who've never encountered it before, it's basically four either-or questions and then one final question. Well, we'll see if you folks can figure out what Paul's final answer will be. You ready, Paul?
I'm ready, John.
Flyers or Sixers?
Flyers.
Chevy or Ford?
Chevy.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Swedish Fish all the way.
Have you ever had sex in the back of a car? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Does Paul seem like a back of a car sex guy? Mm. All right. Text in your yes or no to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. And when we return, we will have a winner for you. One of you is going to be right. What do you think, Cindy? All right. We were talking to the dude. What, you know, you heard all of his answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think he said yes. I mean, who hasn't?
Okay. Wow.
So what car are you in? Drive-ins and stuff. You know.
I can say I haven't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right. I've told the story.
No, I was a front seat guy.
Still curious what car it was, Cindy. Or what
cars. The cars used to be big back in the day.
Oh, God, you set me up for a joke, but it would be just so wrong to do that.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go to the phone and bring Paul back and see what his final answer was for Simple Secrets. Flyers or Sixers?
Flyers.
Chevy or Ford?
Chevy.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Swedish Fish all the way.
Have you ever had sex in the back of a car?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right.
Emphatic.
What kind of car was it?
A Chevy.
Pontiac Sunbird.
Whoa. What happened to the Chevy?
First car.
Pontiac Sunbird?
Yeah.
Too small. You must be a contortionist. Hold on, dude.
You got it.
So, yeah, you were right, and I don't think we fooled anybody with that one. Boy, nah. We got one no answer.
Right.
All right, you got a name there? Who was our winner?
Bill Kirk, also from Mayfair.
Also from Mayfair, really?
Yeah. Maybe they're neighbors. Right. Bill, write it, yes. I said I did in the back of the car.
Maybe Bill was in the back of the car. We don't know all that much about Paul.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
There's a spa in Jacksonville, Florida that's been hosting events called Botox and Bubbles. People go there, they have some drinks, and they get Botox injections.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure that people go there and they're going to figure that the doctor won't be drinking and the doctor will be a doctor. Police in Jacksonville got a tip that something shady was happening at these Botox and Bubbles events. And when a detective went undercover last month, they found out, well, what was definitely true, right? The person giving the injections was a 47-year-old guy named Nelson Turin. He's not a doctor, even though on all of the ads it says doctor.
Okay. All right.
And he doesn't have a medical license at all. And he's the guy who's there giving the injections. On top of that, while he's giving the injections, he's drinking Four Locos.
Yes. Oh, that's trustworthy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. So he was arrested on several charges, including practicing medicine without a license and possession of prescription drugs.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
James Harrington, 54-year-old guy from Waterloo, Iowa, went on a burglary spree early last week. He used a John Deere riding mower as his getaway car.
Come on.
Yes. They top out at 7 to 10 miles an hour. First, he rode his mower to a garage and stole a bunch of stuff inside, then headed to a convenience store where he stole a bottle of Absolut Vodka. He did manage to get home on his mower without getting caught, but the cops identified him through surveillance footage, and he was arrested, being charged with burglary, theft, and driving with a suspended license. Do you need a license to drive one of them?
I guess on the street,
oh, that was
yes.
a legit question? I have no idea. Yeah. You would think the street needs one.
You know what's wild? Mm. The cop could have chased him, ran past him, got in front of him to stop him.
Correct.
You think about it.
Well, it's a mower, though. It's got the blade might have been on. Yeah, you never know. True. Get in front of that.
Don't you
think
like the herd.
What do you got?
You think the time when you wouldn't want to commit a crime is probably when you're finally getting out of jail?
Okay.
For most people, not this guy, 35-year-old Stephen Moran from Vero Beach, Florida. He was arrested last month for criminal mischief, taken to jail, got out on a $1,000 bond. And while he's in the booking area waiting to get discharged, he steals a webcam. A webcam. You know, those fancy new gadgets?
At the jail?
Yes, at the jail as he's getting processed. He pockets it. Cops realize it's missing. They see him on the footage. So they go back. They arrest him on Thursday. And he got out on bond again. And as far as we know this time, he learned his lesson and didn't steal any souvenirs on the way out.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, around 1:10 a.m. yesterday morning, the cops in Spartanburg, South Carolina, spotted a 49-year-old guy named Michael Boatman walking down the street totally naked.
All right.
Okay. The police report said that he, quote, just had a clear plastic bag over his genitals and a blunt in his hand.
Oh boy.
When they stopped to ask what he was doing, he told them that he was doing, quote, the walk of shame. Why? Because he cheated on his wife, and this was the way of trying to make things right.
Oh my God.
Okay, he also admitted he'd done a little meth beforehand. As the cops were talking to him, he tried to run away, but they caught and tackled him, right? Hopefully bagged down.
Those poor cops.
He was arrested for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, and resisting arrest.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.